It's been a wonderful morning. Thankful for Tyler and that lesson, for Donnie and the Bible class. I will make an announcement that Donna and Michael are not up to us today, so we won't be traveling to Minco for that worship service, but do want to keep Freddie Dozier in our prayers. It's Donna's sister, said that she is, doctor said she may be in the beginning stages of kidney failure. So I want to keep Freddie Dozier in our prayers continually. You know, there are many things in our life that amaze us. It seems like we're easily amazed these days. We think about how far technology has come, and this may sound familiar. It did to me once I finished it up, but it may have been talked about recently, or I may have done it in the past. I can't remember. Many things amaze us, astound us, possibly awe us. It causes us to say, wow. Our jaw would drop and our eyebrows would raise to many things these days. You know, there's many shows on TV these days that have a lot of card tricks and that type of thing in them that are unbelievable. And after these card tricks, that just seem just impossible because we know there's something up with them, that they're just tricks. The slide of the hand is one thing, but some of these things are... you know, the card is torn to pieces, put in an envelope four times and passed to the back of the auditorium, comes back around, and all of a sudden the card is put together and someone else has it. It just gets unbelievable. But we know magic tricks are what they are. Pharaoh's court had those magicians that were pretty astounding also. We're amazed by many things today. Athletes continually amaze me. The ability of talent, pure speed, balance. We can watch the snowboarders, Olympic Games, and then whatnot. These BMX bicycle riders, just unbelievable. The tricks they can do and the high flying acts in the air and come down right. Some of them wrong and unbelievably walk away from those things. But the freestyle motocross comes to mind. The flips, the timing. One of the things that I thought about and actually Googled was the fastest man. And, of course, however you say it, Usain Bolt came up. And I can remember watching him and how far he was ahead of the rest of the runners, the world records that he broke. Before that, I thought about Michael Johnson, which was another Olympic runner and had such a record that stood for so long in the 400 meter especially. But he also ran the 200 meter. You think about... Usain Bolt ran the 200 meter and 100 meter, both records that he, I guess, still holds today. Just unbelievable how man continues to do these kind of things that we can use the word or terminology amazed. Genius in our high-tech world. Tyler mentioned a man that gave me chills to think about, the man that wrote down if you were here this morning, that wrote down the teacher or professor wrote down two problems on the board, mathematical problems, and that were yet to this man's knowing that he wrote them down, went home and solved them and thought they were homework. Come to find out they weren't homework, but this professor was amazed because these problems haven't ever been able to be done before. So we're amazed by many things. People seem to love superheroes these days. And, you know, there's always been, I guess, since the comic book world, there were superheroes, but the movies have glamorized this. I don't know about what is the latest and greatest hero or superhero. But I do know that they aren't real. Sorry to disappoint you, but many get lost in this idea of always someone coming to save the day. There's always a catastrophe. Always something that's going wrong that this superhero that man has devised comes and saves the day. But that's TV. We know the splendor, the grandeur of God's creation is totally amazing. A sunset, a sunrise. I heard this morning someone say something about how amazing it is how fast our children grow up. And that is true. But we need to make sure that our children realize how amazing our God is. We need to instill in our children Jesus. You know, Matthew 13 and beginning with 54, the people were astonished. They were amazed about Jesus, that everything that He'd done. He's in His own country here. All these parables that Jesus has done, they questioned, where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Is this not the carpenter's son? Is this not Mary's, the mother called Mary, his mother? His brothers James and Joseph, Simon and Judas, and his sisters, are they not all with us? When did this man get all these things? But we need to teach our children about Jesus, all the amazing parables, all the wisdom, all that we can possibly teach about our Savior, the real Savior of the world. You know, that word that's used there in Matthew 13, astonished, is what my version says. Strong says to amaze. Webster says to astound, awestruck, bowled over, dumbfounded. We look at, if you would allow me to read Psalm 145. I get this from David. We talked a lot about David today. And we know David as a man that wrote many psalms, was inspired. But this psalm tells us about God's majesty. And how maybe we are to act. We have everything in the world that amazes us in our present, in our presence, in our visual. But we need to be reading and seeing what truly is amazing in God's Word. Psalms 145, I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you. I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power to make known to the sons of men His mighty acts and the glorious majesty of His kingdom. Your kingdom is everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all the Lord look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all His ways, gracious in all His works. The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear Him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love Him, but all the wicked He will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless His name, His holy name, forever and ever. We are amazed at so many things in this present world, and rightly so, I guess. But we need to be in God's Word and looking at those things that He's provided. The things of this world are passing. It's the things that are eternal, the things that don't ever pass away, is the things that are goals that we long for. If you have a need this afternoon or this morning, we would invite you to make it known while we stand and sing.